More local tourists coming from South Sudan's capital, Juba, have boosted business activity in Terkeka town. Some residents attribute the town's relative tranquility to peace initiatives carried out by local traditional leaders. Philip Ladu Jembeke, a former chairperson of the Impact Response Committee, a body that works to bring together different conflicting sections of the Mundari community, say other factors have also contributed to the increased traffic around Terkeka town.
People are able to reconcile that safe, conducive environment for people to come to Terkeka. This is accessibility of the area because of the road. The road is accessible. You can just drive 1 hour from Juba to Terkeka. People find it simple for them. Some of them can come and have their lunch in Terkeka and go back after 1 hour and resume their work. So its vicinity also helps the area to be one of the places that people come for weekend and for their social visits and other things. The fourth is the river, where there is a lot of fish being supplied. Of course, Terkeka is one of the areas that is supplying Juba with fish. And of course, people feel like they should come and enjoy in Terkeka. So all this is because of fish in Terkeka.
Under a big tree on the banks of the River Nile and various businesses serving customers such as tea and shisha kiosks, fish stalls and restaurants. Grace Keji, who owns a mini restaurant, says the booming business in Terkeka town has caused some friction among women who compete for customers and job opportunities.
Every Saturday, there are a lot of quarrels. Women are fighting for spaces. The space is not enough. We are many. We are about 13 in this place. This place was empty before, but one person was the one who started slowly and we all came in. Now the challenge is if I come early, then someone will ask to share. But when she comes next weekend, the person will want to own the whole place. If you speak, she will fight you.
Jacqueline Paya, another restaurant owner operating along the banks of River Nile, says population growth in Terkeka town has led to price hikes of fish as demand exceeds supply.
When they constructed the road to Terkeka, we started seeing people coming to the riverside with their cars and sitting at the roadside. We thought of trying to do something small, and for sure we tried and they are eating. This is the reason why we are here. One fish costs 3,000 SSP. If you include other spices, that's why we sell one fish at 5,000 SSP. From the 20,000 SSP or 30,000 SSP profit, I can divide some for food for my children. The rest you save small to accumulate late so that my children will go to school.
Lokung Joseph, a motorboat operator, says he earns a good living, especially on weekends, adding that most of his customers book for a ride in advance. He says he charges 20,000 to 25,000 South Sudanese pounds per trip for groups of people.
Sometimes when there's work, you could get about 5 trips because it can't be your own boat to work alone. Sometimes when it's your day, you could move 5 times. You know, we are working 2 days in the week, but if you get some people who have come on Monday by accident and want to roam around, sometimes when there is a big event, that's when you can see many people, you could even move 8 or 10 trips.
A road trip from Juba to Terkeka used to take 3 hours before the road was constructed. Now it takes an hour to drive from the capital to the town. Musician Rasta Jimmy, also known as Masura, is a frequent visitor to Terkeka town. He says he comes to relax and get some peace of mind.
So I'm here in Terkeka just a weekend to come and refresh my mind. And also, like as you guys know outside there, Terkeka is a cool place where people come and pass time, you know, being from started working from Monday to Friday, you know, Saturday you put also for to enjoy yourself and you and your friends and something like that. You know, eating fish also is something like we don't get it much or more like what I'm seeing here right now.
Terkeka County Executive Director Galdino Wanilaku says Terkeka is peaceful. He notes that all these new visitors are bringing additional revenue to the government.
Since after the disarmament of the civilian, we don't have an internal or intercommunal fights or stealing of kettles or any small problem or big problems that happening. If there are some problems, they are very small, petty problems. So the situation is perfect.
In 2021, a 3-day peace and reconciliation conference held in Terkeka County ended with calls for peace. Participants at the conference, including cattle camp leaders, signed resolutions to end intercommunal violence. For VOA News, I am Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.